Concours Agricom 2005, épreuve orale d'anglais, texte numéro 24. Corrections to myths and misconceptions. It was not long ago that every international economic gathering was punctuated by fierce protests at the sins of globalization. Famously, the World Trade Talks at Seattle got nowhere, in part because of the tear gas and mayhem outside the conference. Who was prepared to advance the cause of globalization when so many people found it offensive? A cottage industry emerged of authors decrying the sins of the turbocharged capitalism that globalization was creating. Those who believed in the virtues of markets and capitalism were in the retreat. Not Martin Wolf, chief economic commentator of the Financial Times, whose book, Why Globalization Works, is a swaggering assertion that the anti-globalizers are wrong. This is not a man to suffer those he considers fools, and plenty of reputations are worse after this. He attacks the anti-globalization brigade in all its manifestations. He shows how trade and foreign direct investment are engines of wealth creation. The problem for too many of the world's peasants and workers is not too much globalization, but too little. What the developing world wants and needs is not to resist this process, but to share in more of the action itself. And those countries that join in on the right terms can do astonishingly well. Wolf cites China as an example, in a way perhaps the most extraordinary convert to the principles in which he believes. China's economic growth is already the stuff of legend, and for those critics who accuse the country's export processing zones and burgeoning industrial belts of being new bywords for exploitation, Wolf has a ready reply. It was even worse living on the land on less than a dollar a day. Infant mortality has fallen dramatically, numeracy and literacy are rising sharply. Western corporations are the crucial handmaidens of this transformation. The idea that Western consumers and third world workers have become slaves to the tyranny of brands, logos, and their callous production methods as they move production offshore is complete baloney to Wolf. He shows how they pay better wages than local producers, how their investment is essential for development, and how the trade they foster benefits all parties. Inequality on the march. Among individuals, maybe, but the big story is of millions being lifted off the breadline. Environmental degradation? Standards are rising, not falling, and where there are problems, they are due not to trade, but to authoritarian political regimes, impervious to complaints about pollution and toxicity, often produced by domestic manufacturers protected from global competition. Martin Wolf is both convinced and convincing. Fin du texte numéro 24.